We all have people in our lives we really admire. The ones who make success look easy. The ones whose journeys of triumph inspire us to do more or become greater than we imagined possible. Ever wonder what the driving force behind their decisions was? And the subsequent actions that led to the huge leaps we now see and admire? Well, let's explore the powerful testimonies and lessons learned from leaders during their transformation journeys. I'm your host, Sabine Gideon, and you're listening to the Journey to Becoming podcast. Sit back, relax, and join me on this journey of discovery. Welcome back to the Journey to Becoming podcast. I'm so happy to have you back as we continue our discussion on navigating the changes, transitions, and transformations on this journey called life. If you're completely new to me, I'm your host, Sabine Gideon. I serve as an executive coach, a leadership consultant, and business strategist for leaders in service-based industries. My superpower is helping high-achieving, purpose-driven leaders reach their goals by addressing the self-sabotaging behavior that usually shows up in the form of fear, lack of confidence, and money blocks. In other words, I help transform clients' thinking so that they can achieve greater success in life and business. That said, thank you for tuning into this podcast and joining me as we explore the different aspects within our journey to fulfilling purpose, making an impact, achieving success, and creating a legacy we can be proud of. This podcast is released weekly, so be sure to subscribe via the platform of your choice, be it Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, Amazon, just to name a few. Also, be sure to leave a review and/or share the podcast with your network if you found value or know someone who might. Sharing is caring. You'll find links to connect with me in the notes below, and you can always reach out to me via email with questions or topic recommendations at sabine@sabinegideon.com. Without further ado, let's get into today's topic. So for today's episode, we are going to continue the discussion around the inner critic, how to recognize it, and how to refute it, using a few simple strategies to help us overcome those moments when we start to doubt ourselves or when we lack confidence because we're stepping into something new, something unfamiliar, or something that completely takes us out of our comfort zone. As we go through this, it's not just about the room that the voice takes up in your headspace, but it's about your results. If you're not at the place where you want to be in life, whether it's physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, financially, more often than not, it's because there's a belief that's been formed. And then there's chatter that's reinforcing that in the form of fear, in the form of doubt, in the form of guilt, in the form of shame, and everything else that we think sometimes it's because we don't have enough money or we don't have the right network or we don't live in the nice neighborhood or whatever the case may be. And the truth is, none of those external things are the true hindrances. It's what's happening inside that actually keep you from achieving what it is that you want. Today, we're going to focus on refuting your critical thoughts. You can't change what you won't face. And until you're able to identify and name specifically what voices or what form is coming to hold you back and stop you, it's really going to be hard for you to refute it. The inner critic is formed based on experiences that we have as children, and it's based on things that are said to us as children. And what we come to believe are based on what we're taught. And studies show that by the time you're age 7, you've already formed all of your beliefs. All of the beliefs that you're going to form for your life are pretty much formed. So depending on how old you are, if you look back, it's no wonder that it's become so natural and so ingrained as part of thinking, actions, actual results and beliefs. So you go to apply for that job and you don't fully meet all of the qualifications. And so you start to doubt yourself, or you start to have some of the other emotions. And
We immediately jump to the worst case scenario. We immediately jump to they're not going to call me back because I don't meet all the qualifications, or I can't start a business because I don't have a fancy logo, or I can't reach out to investors because they're going to tell me no. When the inner critic shows up, you'll pull yourself out of the running before you even try. So recognizing those moments where you jump to the absolute worst thing that could happen. But then on the flip side, what's the worst thing that could happen? I apply for this job and they don't call me back. What do I lose? What does that take away from me? Or go for this promotion and I'm not selected. Okay, that bruise your ego? Sure. But will you still have a job? Will you still be alive? Will you still be okay? The same thing that is used as a weapon against us in terms of our inner critic is the very same thing that we can use in that moment to gain some control or to feel in a space of more power versus this vulnerable or this victim to the circumstances. So when you ask yourself, what's the worst thing that could happen? And then you explore the question and allow it to give you some insight and perspective to help you move past the fear or anxiety. In terms of looking back, there are a lot of things that we've done in our lives that were the first time we were doing it, or that we didn't have the complete tools, or that we didn't know all of the steps. So if you're at a place right now where you're ready to take a leap into something, and you're frozen in fear, or you're making up all these excuses. I need training here, and I need to understand this, and I need to learn that, and you're not taking action. Think back. When was the last time I started something that was completely new and I didn't have all the resources? How did I get through that? What were some of the things, the activities that I did to help me overcome? And most importantly, what was the result? You probably started a little afraid, a little insecure, a little doubtful of your ability to do something. But then, if you could look back and see, oh man, I did figure it out. It wasn't as bad as I thought in my mind. Remember, our mind being this Rolodex, so it looks for commonalities. And so, when you're in that place of fear or feeling stuck, think of the thing that I did the last time I was down. What was the thing that I did the last time I was, brand new? Or the last time I was stuck in something, what did I do? And what was the outcome? Because if you can start to feed your mind the positives, if you could feed your mind the good experiences, and then attaching that emotion, that's what shifts things for us, good or bad. It's the emotion that we attach to it. So if in a moment you can stop and say, whoa, okay. I don't know. When I first got out of college, I didn't know how to do HR, but at some point I learned and I became very successful in HR. Guess what? I am now triggering those feelings of success, those feelings of excitement, those feelings of accomplishment, those feelings of everything positive. So that's what's going to register. So now, next time I have something new or something different, guess what's going to come up in the Rolodex? It's not going to be the fear, it's not going to be the anxiety. It's not going to be the worry. It's now going to be the excitement, the joy, the feelings of success and accomplishment. When I was getting ready to leave corporate in 2018, like I felt a strong leading in my spirit and had gotten multiple confirmations from God that it was time. But what was holding me back was the fact that at the time, I didn't have any clients. And secondly, like I had some savings, but I certainly hadn't been proactive in saving enough where I felt comfortable to be able to move forward in taking that leap. And I've always had a job. I've worked since I was 13 years old. The thought of not having a job and not having financial security and not being able to take care of myself, and then the belief that I didn't have anybody in my family to help me. So if something happened, I'd be out on the streets. Like I went into this whole spiral. I was homeless in 2018 before I even stepped foot outside of corporate or gave my notice. That's where my mind spiraled down to. And then I came across this book that I was reading. It was about consulting and making the leap and starting your own business. And the gentleman highlighted what his process was, where he looked at all of his assets and all of his resources. So basically from what he had in his savings, what he had in his investment accounts, what he had in retirement, what he had in terms of equity for his home and credit cards too. How much do I have available to me? And then how much could I live off of? And it was like a light bulb switched for me. So I did the math. I went through, I looked at all of my resources and I looked at my living expenses. I legit had a year's worth of financial resources. So even if I didn't get a client for an entire year, I could do this. And that's when it shifted for me. Like the biggest fear that I had, the biggest worry, the biggest concern, I just looked at the facts. I looked at the data and it completely shifted. And obviously I made the leap and here we are today. So I just wanted to share that as sometimes we do that. I've done it. I was homeless before I even gave notice. That's where my mind went to. I was homeless. I couldn't feed myself and I couldn't feed my dog. And I hadn't even done the work to really look at it from an analytical perspective. I know everyone's situation is different, but hopefully that resonates with you where you can identify areas in your life where you've stalled or you've been stuck or you've been frozen because you're 5 years out and it's really the worst case scenario before you've even really done the work to assess, is that true? What do I have at my disposal? And what voice am I listening to? As you can see, the worst case scenario doesn't have to be doom and gloom. If you have pen and paper, I want to give you some strategy, like real step-by-step of what the process looks like for you in your situation. First things first, you absolutely must learn to figure out what is and what isn't. When you've gone down a spiral, when you've convinced yourself not to do something, or when you convince yourself something is too hard or too complicated, or you're not qualified or you're not ready, is that true? Asking yourself that simple question is the game changer in every decision that you go to make. Is that true? The next thing is challenging your negative thinking. If you're telling yourself that you can't do something or that it's too hard or that it's not going to work out, think of a time where you were a newbie at something, or think of a time where you had to overcome a challenge, or think of a time where you did something or you took a risk and it resulted in something really positive. That's a way to challenge the negative thinking in that moment. Business development wasn't something I had to learn as a corporate person. And when I was starting to feel defeated, I had to look back. And then I remember the contact center. And I remembered how, yes, I struggled, but I eventually was successful. And it actually led me to another greater opportunity. And in that moment, it shifted where I could see business development, not as like this thing that I couldn't do or I couldn't understand. I hadn't done it before. So now it's a learning opportunity for me. That was my way of challenging that negative belief to say, you know what? I have had hard things before that I had zero information or zero knowledge about, but I've been successful and was able to move forward with that. Last, focus on a solution, not the problem, in terms of being able to move forward. So for an example that I just gave, it was looking at my finances and realizing, okay, it's not going to be as bad as I thought it was. It gave me the confidence and the boost that I needed to take that one step, which was writing my resignation letter. Today's focus was to refute our critical thoughts. And so we talked about ways to tame it and how to leverage the worst case scenario for our benefit versus something that takes us down the negative spiral when you find yourself frozen, where there's something that you want to do, but you keep talking yourself out of it. Just asking, are the fears or the doubts or the insecurities or whatever you have, are they true? Whatever you're telling yourself is happening or that you can't do or that you don't have, is it true? Then challenging the negative thinking with a past experience that was similar in which you were successful, when you were able to achieve a goal or whatever it is that you set out to do. And then staying focused on a solution and not the problem. Thinking about what's one step I can take. I don't have to go through the whole full staircase, but one step I can take to move me forward and overcome. whatever is stopping me or keeping me frozen. So that is our recap for the day. As you go throughout the day, what are the three criticisms that you are constantly hearing you tell you about yourself? For every negative thing that's exposed or revealed, you need to replace it with something positive and continue to place it with something positive. Once you do some of the self-work and you pull out and you address and you face the negativity, it's absolutely critical that you then replace it with positivity so that you can reframe.
Well, that's all that I have for you today. I invite you to complete the assignment I shared during the show for your own personal development and growth. If you get stuck, feel free to reach out to me privately via email. Also, be sure to join me next week as we continue our exploration of what it truly means to be and become individuals who walk in purpose, make an impact, build legacies, and experience success. And don't forget, sharing is caring. So download, subscribe, leave a review, and share this episode with someone who needs some help getting out of their own way. Until next time, have a wonderful and purposeful week.